the beautiful Midwest town of Pella, Iowa. And as an Arizona historian, I was surprised to find out that there was a very strong connection to this is the childhood home of someone that played a very prominent role in Arizona law enforcement history, in the town of Tombstone in particular. He did participate in the shootout at the OK Corral. So now we've got it down to, like, you know, one of four or five people. All right. So you continue submitting the correct answer up until the top of this hour. At the 10 o'clock hour, we'll cut the game off, because we do have a official first winner, and we've received several more, and we're going to make sure you all get something in the way of a gift. But right now,
they have gift cards, you know, we could have waiting if they went into season.
Well, I'm certainly not going to volunteer to do a tour of the factory, because I volunteered to do the tour of the junkyard up in Black Canyon City. And how many people are showing up for that thing?
Well, we have to bring it down to 24, but we had.
How are you going to cut the current list down to 24?
Well, we'll send out the invite when we get the actual date.
You're going to have a long list of upset people. We volunteered to tour whoever wanted to see the land
to the first 25, so we'll just take the first 25.
Promised them lunch.
Oh, is that what it is? Lunch?
Seriously, wouldn't you go through
it? Is it the lunch that got them? I don't know. The engineering behind the City of Phoenix landfill, can you imagine the logistics of handling, what was it, 6 million cubic pounds?
Well,
6 million people, they fill the Bank One ballpark. How many times? Chase Field, I'm sorry.
I think they fill that stadium 6 times.
Completely.
Yeah.
Pitcher's mound to roof rafters.
Yep.
Every square inch filled 6 times. Anyway, so don't email or Facebook us for a position on the bus to go see the Rosie on the House trash tour of 2014. But if you want to see the Soretta Chocolate Factory tour, maybe we can arrange that. Up until 10 o'clock, if you know the answer of the Arizona lawman whose childhood was spent in Pella, Iowa, get your answer in before 10 o'clock. Let's go to Joanne in Phoenix, who's been very patiently holding. Morning, Miss Joanne. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you calling in. Where would you like us to help you around your house today?
You know that I'm always listening in, and you are in the perfect place to do your magic, because you know also that I love my 50-year-old Pella folding doors, and I have been bugging you to find me another 16 to 150 feet of that old Pella door, and I'll bet someone in the basement there at Pella knows where there is some.
Miss Kathy?
You know, the folding door is legendary and still in use in a lot of facilities across the country.
It's only one of your 145 patents that this company holds.
Absolutely.
I saw it on the wall the other day in the lab.
The best thing for your listener is you can either call your local Pella representatives at 480-355-3800. That's the Arizona number of 480-355-3800. Or go to Pella.com, send us a note, and we'll look into it for you.
And describe this 50-year-old folding door, because I'm picturing folding like the top folds down to the bottom.
So accordion-style wood panel door, right?
Yes.
Joanne?
And it's a product we no longer make, but a product that's near and dear to many people's hearts.
Well, y'all had it out there on the market for a long, long time. There were plenty of junk versions of that same door that people cursed for years. But her testimony, it's a 50-year-old door that's still working. So we'll get you the couple little parts and pieces you need to bring it up today's operating stuff. Let's go to Lucille real quick and close out the second hour of Rosie on the House in Kristown. Good morning, Lucille.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
You betcha.
I have a sliding glass door, patio door, that no longer slides. I think it's on square wheels.
Yeah, it feels like it. I know it gets pretty heavy. Lucille, what happens is, particularly in your part of town, we installed a lot of aluminum sliding doors back in the 50s and the 60s when the Kristown area was built out. When we did that, we generally mounted those on a steel wheel door. But very often, in the duration between now, the last 50 or 60 years, the replacement wheels that were installed were probably nylon. They probably have worn down to the nubs, and the weight of the glass and the door is actually riding on the aluminum track on the bottom, and you're not essentially getting any relief or help from the weight of the wheels at all. Well, I'm going to give you I'm going to give you a number off air to a sliding door repair specialist. Freelight Skylight would certainly be one if you, in fact, you would consider replacing that with a Pella sliding door. Chip at Marvin at Freelight could certainly take care of that for you. But I'm also going to give you off air the number of a sliding door repair facility that could come out and simply just replace those little wheel bearings if that, in fact, is all you're interested in having done. Miss Lucille, we appreciate you listening to Rosie on the House. We've got another whole hour of broadcasting. We've cleared all the lines. We're going into top of the hour break. The number, if you'd like to jump on lines, 1-888-767-4348. We'll talk about any question, problem, or project you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin in hour three of Rosie on the House this beautiful Saturday morning, broadcasting live from Pella, Iowa.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.